Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Michael Scott Shannon along with Patricia and Sue.
Hello.
And of course, John Elliott. And joining us this morning, the incredible Dr. Oz, who's a very busy doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
How about you?
Good morning, Scott. They just pulled me up to the Today Show to talk with you. I said, enough of that television stuff.
Who needs to
take it? Important educational material.
I got to get on CBS FM with that crazy bunch. So how you been? You're kind of like torn apart because you're doing all the different TV shows. Everybody wants to talk to Mehmet.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, the big message that I want folks to hear, and you're good at
phones.
So let me share it with your audience. Is a lot of people are panicked. They don't know how to stay calm. They don't know what they're going to do. There's no information from left and right. Everything's confusing. The reality is we're a can-do people. Our nation is mobilized for plenty of things bigger than the coronavirus. And what I'm finding happening is people aren't given action steps that they can do while we're getting the government and the healthcare system caught up to the coronavirus. So if it's okay, what I'd like to do is share action steps people can take in their lives right now. Not just to stay safe, because frankly, the vast majority of people, 80% of people, barely know they have the virus when they get it. It's not this big life-threatening problem for them. But for some Americans, older Americans with chronic illnesses, it's a big issue. So if we're all a little bit healthier, then less chance will pass to the people that we love and care about who are a bit more frail. It's those action steps that will get you focused on what you can do and get your head off the stock market and all the other small things that are bothering you.
Had to bring that up, didn't you?
All the small things, huh?
But you know why I bring the stock market up? Think of it. Let's just do reality testing here.
Yeah.
Is the world economy worth 10% less because we have coronavirus?
Of course not.
No.
All right, it's impossible. So mathematically, if you just look at that, you have to challenge the reality that it's a little bit over the overreaction.
Right.
But that stated, it's still happening. So what are you going to do in your life that you can control? Because the worst stress is the problems you can't address. So if you can address it, the stress dissipates. It slips away.
Well, we've said this numerous times on the show. There's already more than 18,000 Americans who've died
last
this
year.
Season from generic flu.
Yeah, and yet people aren't getting the flu shot. So if you're so worried about dying from a virus, you're not doing the things the basic things we should all do for ourselves. That's stated. Good news. This year's flu virus vaccine is a pretty effective one. It cuts it by half, doesn't cut it fully. I was talking to one of the Today Show hosts who actually had a flu, and they had the immunization. So it actually happens, but that you get the flu even if you've got an immunization. But one of the things you should do right now, we have a one sheet, by the way. We call it the Coronavirus Survival Protocol, the purposely being over the top. But one thing you should do, I said, Bob, we'll put it on your website, Scott, and we'll put it on, it's obviously on all my social feeds as well. But the flu shot is interesting because if you get the flu shot and reduce by half the chance of getting the flu, if you feel like you have an illness that's viral, it's probably not the flu.
Ooh.
It makes you think it's the coronavirus. You can be more cautious.
Right.
So how do you tell the difference between the coronavirus and the common flu?
You can't. You absolutely cannot. 98%. You can't, but that's just the truth.
Yeah,
98% of people who have coronavirus will have fever. 75% will feel fatigued, but half the people will have diarrhea, right, and a dry cough. So it can present in many different ways. Part of the problem with coronavirus is most people have very trivial symptoms. They don't know they're infectious.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to see grandma, who's 80 years old with cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and she's the one who suffers. And what we're hearing from the nursing home, for example, in Washington State is people went from no symptoms to dead in hours. So it moved really quickly. But again, only in a few people. The vast majority, there have been, you know, if you look at the overall numbers, it's so shockingly rare or uncommon that happens, but it does happen. So that does tend to strike fear, especially when the virus is a lot more infectious. Just to give you some numbers on that, if I have the flu, the chance of me passing it to somebody else, watch, I'll say it differently. Over the course of a week, I'll infect 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have the coronavirus, that same person will infect 35 people, 45 people, I mean a ton more. So it's much more contagious. Therefore, once one person gets it in a hospital, everyone gets it in the hospital, which is why doing the things you can do yourself, including, by the way, there's some immune supporters I would strongly endorse. People should be eating fruits and veggies, vitamin D, which you get from the sun on a pretty day like this in New York, but most of us should get it from a pill form, 1,200 units a day. Zinc has helpful in shortening duration. Vitamin C is also valuable, and elderberry. So there's some simple things that you could do day in and day out to make yourself a little bit more resilient if you do get the virus.
Is it legitimate, these numbers that we're hearing, that we could see 60% of the world's population infected with this?
Absolutely. And then the question is, does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's going to be an endemic. Forget pandemic, epidemic. It's going to be an endemic virus, which means it'll always be with us. Just like the seasonal flu is. It'll come and go. Seasonals, you know, wintertime it comes more because the virus is like cold weather. The low humidity is good for them. When it's high humidity, which is why you should get a humidifier, by the way, they hate that. It slows down their transmission. They don't live as long. You know, if you touch the surface you guys have your hands on right now,
right,
harbor a virus for more than a week. More than a week.
That's amazing.
So you don't know. If you're in a crowded subway going to work, the person who touched that handle 3 days ago might have been the one who infected you, which is why I don't want people who are at risk touching the handle.
But
for the rest of us, maybe you're better off getting the virus and moving past it.
We'll build antibodies to it. We won't get it again if we get it?
Yeah, we don't know of a case when people have gotten reinfected. There have been people who thought they were free of the infection who then got sick again. But we believe, and I talked to all the world experts, Ian Lipkin is the famous virus hunter. He was actually in China. He's at Columbia University with me. You know, everyone sort of says the same thing, which is that you get it, you get antibodies, you're at least immune for a while, and we'll have a vaccine probably in 12 to 18 months. You don't want to rush a vaccine, everybody. I mean, I know there's a lot of talk about this, but you don't want to give a couple hundred million people a shot and find out it didn't work or had side effects.
I'm talking to Dr. Oz. Now, the other thing you mentioned, too, is they really aren't spending a lot of time on television or in the press talking about the people who got it and forgot it. I mean, it was
and
in
moved
and
on.
Out.
Right.
That's why we're here.
They keep thinking you're gonna, if you have it, you're gonna die, and that's not the case.
Right.
No, that's why we're talking right now. If we can dispel those myths, then we'll have done a huge service. And that's why I think being smart about risks, you know, who flies? Everybody, unless you've got a chronic illness or you're older.
Mm-hmm.
If we're smart about who shouldn't go, then everyone else feels comfortable going reengaging life again. You don't want to shut the whole country down over something that's not going to hurt many people, but you don't know 100% for sure because it's too early. So, for example, testing is vital. And we're not doing enough testing because we don't actually know what the denominator is. How many people actually got sick but had minor symptoms? Because no one ever sees them.
The World Health Organization gave the thumbs up to go ahead with the Olympics. Are you good with that?
I'm good. I would definitely not cut back. I would not cut back. Don't make decisions based in fear.
Yeah.
And that's always a mistake. Anyway, I've got to go back on the air. I love you guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on. You guys stay safe.
The best.
Are you ready to
Dr. Oz on CBS FM and coming up.
Phew, he can pack a lot of info in.
Yeah.
I love
it. Take you a while to unravel it all.
But it all makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It was a very good message.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.